But here is my servant, the one I uphold, my chosen who brings me delight. I've put my spirit upon them. They will bring justice to the nations.
When my siblings and I were young children, we were challenged with many obstacles. I mean, several obstacles, like there was racism, poverty, so forth and so on. But the main obstacle that we had, the most challenging one, was the color of our skin. We were brown. All of our other friends were white, their parents were white, and at that stage of our lives in the community where we were, being brown was not, it just wasn't good. It was negative. And we had no way of believing that we were, in a sense, a child of God, mm-hmm. that we were children of God. 'Cause we really wanted to be like all the other children. We felt like that was the normal place to be. We wanted white skin. We had no idea that God loved us as we were, that God made us in a likeness of himself. And we had no idea that God had a plan for us like God had a plan for all the other children who were white. So because this skin color was such a problem for us, we decided to take matters in our own hands. We got out the bleach that my mother used for the clothing, and we began to douse our bodies. We doused our faces, our arms, our legs, any part of our, even our feet, any part of our body that would be brown, that could show brown. And we were pretty excited because we thought pretty soon we're going to be white. But as we began to burn and itch and scratch, we wondered what we had, you know, what was coming about. What had we done to ourselves? And when we looked in the mirror, we were not happy. In fact, we began to cry. We scared ourselves. We were very scared. There were blotches. Our faces looked worse than they did before we did this. And we were afraid then of what our mother was going to do. She was going to scold us and come across, you know, very harsh, as she always did. And so it taught us the lesson that we could not make ourselves white. We just felt as children that we must not have been one of God's favorites, that we must not have been made in God's image. We had no way of believing that we were as good as everybody else. But as I look back on it, realizing now that skin color, as painful as it was for us, was really a gift. But it took years for us to understand the gift of that. That experience, that gift, I guess you might say, took us through years. It's almost like going through a wilderness experience to try to figure out how to deal with the pain of being, quote, seen as an outcast. But mostly that outcast view, the view of an outcast, really was coming from ourselves. People didn't, especially other kids in the classroom, didn't treat us very badly, but we felt, because we were different, and we didn't see a teacher who was brown, we didn't see a pastor who was brown, we didn't see a doctor or a nurse who was brown, our difference was not a good difference. And so the gift was understanding that we had been made in God's image. The gift, once we realized that our skin was an asset. And many times God gives us, as many of you already know, God gives us a challenge that brings about pain. And it is in that pain, if we can move through that pain and work through that wilderness experience, it is in that pain that God's gift comes to us. And the truth of God's love then can be recognized as it shines upon us. And as we are transformed, we were, as children, I know I was, my brothers and sisters were, transformed. We transformed our hate of self into accepting the challenge to be who God made us to be. We came to know ourselves as a beautiful person, our beautiful people. Our brownness was significant. It was a symbol of who we were, of what our ancestry was. Mexican American, an ancestry filled with strength and beauty and truly the love of God. As I say, it took years for us to understand that. And that's sort of how it is with us, all of us today in this world that is so challenged. You know, today's world is not necessarily an easy world at all. It's filled with not only different colors of skin, but different philosophies, different theologies, harsh experiences. But God has put His Spirit upon us to bring justice to the nations. And that Spirit that came upon me and my siblings and comes upon those of us who are marching for truth and justice, it is that Spirit that oftentimes comes from pain and the understanding that we really are made in God's image. We're made in God's image. God also has been there when we cry. God cries. All of these things we have to come to understand that we are the children of God, and God will not leave us. Transformation, as we were transformed as children, transformation of self leads to transformation of communities and societies. And our societies and communities have been called by this Spirit of God to seek justice and equality. And without that pain in the beginning that pulled us, that lured us to understanding something deeper, we would not, as my brothers and sisters have found out, we would not have been able to understand that truly we are children of God, and God is like us as we are like God. There's a song that I've always been impressed with. It was written by Neil Young, and it's a beautiful song called When God Made Me. And maybe we can get Pat, the pastor, to sing it some morning, some Sunday morning, because it's beautiful, beautiful song when it's sung. But these are some of the verses from that song that's called When God Made Me. Was God thinking about my country or the color of my skin? When God made me, was God thinking about my religion and the way I worshiped Him? Did God create just me in His image, or every living thing? When God made me, did God give me the gift of love to say who I could choose? Did God give me the gift of voice so some could silence me? I think of that particular verse, I think of Martin Luther King, who was given the gift of voice. And those in the long run who tried to silence him, and in a sense with a gunshot, did c- completely silence his voice. But what he did with that voice, what he did with his calling, once that Spirit of God consumed him, embraced him, what he did with that, the voice is everlasting. So did God give, in the verse it says, did God give me the voice so someone could silence me? Did he give me the gift of vision, not knowing what I would see? Did he give me the gift of compassion in order to help my fellow man? When God gave me, when God made me, was God planning only for believers or for those who just had faith? Did God envision all the wars that were to be fought in his name? Did God say there was only one way to be close to him? When God made me, when God made me. I think we would all agree that we are living in a very challenging world today. Voices are crying out from those who are different from us, and love is not always shown to those who act in the image of God. We must understand that Pride Month is a gift. It's a gift from those who seek to bring justice and honor to all. And Pride Month is also a time for each of us to recognize that God has made us in God's image, calling, challenging us to be the united family of God. Amen.